A warning that our next story focuses on a disturbing issue. Thousands of victims of incest in France are coming forward with their stories in what's being called a second Me Too wave. It was set off by a book implicating an influential Parisian intellectual in an abusive relationship with his stepson. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that many hope the public reckoning will lead to much-needed changes.
La Familia Grande has hit France like a bomb. Within its 200 pages, 45-year-old lawyer Camille Kouchner reveals what she says was a long-kept family secret, that her stepfather, well-known political scientist and media pundit Olivier Duhamel, regularly crept into her twin brother's bedroom at night. Kouchner spoke about it in a television interview last month.
I remember hiding it from my friends, of being happy and laughing with them, and at the same time, having a sort of stone in my heart. I was 14 and not sexually aware yet. So while I didn't really understand, I knew it was something very bad.
Duhamel has not responded to the allegations. Kouchner's book triggered some 80,000 testimonials on the internet in just a couple days. The outpouring wasn't limited to social media. Bruno Kestrel is a parliamentarian with President Emmanuel Macron's party. He told French TV that he was raped at 11 by a neighbor who was like a family member and said Kouchner's book had helped him talk about it. Yes, this happened to me. It could happen to anybody, he said. But look where I am today. You have to go on living and fighting. Specialists say the harrowing accounts are traumatizing for society and underscore the need for better protections for minors in France. A clearly stunned President Emmanuel Macron promised change in a video shared on Twitter. Macron spoke of lives shattered in the supposed safety of childhood bedrooms and on family vacations. It is time for shame to change sides, he said. We hear you and we believe you.
On vous écoute. On vous croit.
I think what is happening in France right now is very important. It means that collectively, France is now at a turning point. We cannot continue to ignore the scale of the problem.
That's Patrick Loiseleur, vice president of an organization that helps incest survivors. He estimates that 10% of the French have been victims of incest, partly because the justice system lacks the legal tools to prosecute and sentence pedo-criminals. For one thing, says Loiseleur, France has no minimum age of consent.
In France, the law still considers that a child is pretty much like an adult, and the law about rape is pretty much the same for children and adults.
Meaning a child, like an adult, has to show constraint, violence, threat, or surprise to prove rape. Loiseleur says it's no longer possible to hear that a 10-year-old was consenting in a sexual relationship with an adult.
Politologue Olivier Duhamel.
Once a frequent contributor on radio and TV talk shows like this one, Duhamel has resigned from his media platforms and his position as director of Paris's prestigious Sciences Po University. Incest takes place everywhere and in every milieu, says psychiatrist and victims advocate Muriel Salmona, but there's something particular in France.
There's been a sort of propaganda of normalization of this violence and behavior when it's perpetuated by elites in literature or the arts. It's like they get a moral pass. They're uninhibited, talking about sexual freedom, even laughing and bragging about exploiting children.
The revelations over incest are just the latest in a broader reckoning over sex, gender, and power in France that is shaking the spheres of politics and culture.
À quel âge ça a commencé? Y a-t-il eu consentement? Y a-t-il eu ou non?
When prominent intellectual commentator Alain Finkielkraut waxed on in a recent television talk show about how it was important to know if the 14-year-old Kouchner boy had consented with his stepfather, the pundit lost his job amidst a cascade of outrage. Victims advocate Salmona says for the first time there is total unity on the issue, including from the media. She hopes France will soon fix a minimum age of consent and scrap any statute of limitations for incest and sex crimes against minors. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.